Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Audrey, good afternoon, Audrey.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
What happened? It was yesterday in Dunn Stores near the Beacon Centre, Beacon Clinic in South Dublin.
Yeah, that's right.
You were in Dunn's, very busy this time of year.
I wasn't too busy. There was just one lady behind me. I have a chronic illness, Joe. I don't go around with a badge on my forehead anymore. I'm clearly not able to do what I try and do. But my weekly shop is the one day I get out to say, OK, it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. I use the shallow trolley as my rollator instead of wheeling my normal rollator.
It helps you get around, yeah?
Yeah, and I crawl around because I won't give up. I won't give in to the challenge I do a week. Yeah. So yesterday, there was a lovely new girl, and the Dunn's are very, very nice. They're very helpful up there. Mm-hmm. They know me every week. And there was a new girl. I'd say she was maybe Ethiopian. Really, really kind lady. She was moving, like putting the things down the conveyor belt. I was packing, and we were chatting as we were going. I can only work at a certain speed. Every fibre of my body hurts now. I've gone from chronic pain in my back, and it's widespread. It's in my arms, it's in my head, it's in my neck, it's everywhere. I'm actually in a hospital gown at the moment, so I'm going down to theatre now in a few minutes, I think.
Okay.
I'm in hospital. So this was my last shot before my 3 Fridays that I'll be in now before Christmas to try and overcome this. But anyway, I was packing, and the lady was talking. I was a nice bit of, you know, we were working. And next thing, this lady just said, could you just hurry up there? You know, I'm in no hurry. I'd like to get into a hospital, and my husband's been there. She literally just so angrily, just from where she was standing. And my legs went chill from under me because I thought, oh my God, it's bad enough trying to do this.
Okay, Audrey, say with us. I'm going to, it's such an important story, and you've been through hell, not just yesterday, but for a period. I want to find out more about that, and I will so after this break. Joe with rt.ie 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm talking to Audrey. She suffers from chronic pain disease. She was out shopping yesterday morning, as she does every Thursday, because it's normally a little bit quieter in Dunn Stores in the Beacon Quarter in South Dublin. As she said, she uses her shopping trolley as her rollator. In other words, she uses it to get around. It's a shallow trolley. She can't manage the big ones. Everything obviously takes longer because she's in constant pain, and she currently is in hospital waiting to go in for treatment, which is one of the reasons why I suspect the line might be difficult. She was in the queue. Staff were brilliant. I think Audrey mentioned there was an Ethiopian young woman helping her at the checkout. And what happened next? It was a woman standing behind you in the queue, Audrey. Yeah. Excuse me. What did she do?
She just very angrily, very aggressively just said, like, you know, could you just move along there? Like, hurry up. Like, I have things to do. And I have to get into a hospital, and my husband's in hospital. And I instantly, I was thinking, oh, my God, God love her. But then I thought, but I can't move any faster.
Yeah, yeah.
This is me. I can't do this any quicker. You put pressure on me. My pain's going to go up. I'm going to get stressed out. And unfortunately, because, you know, mental health is a huge issue around chronic pain. Unfortunately, my head let me down and my heart let me down, and all of a sudden I was in floods of tears standing in front of the girl. The cashier, she was trying to help me back. She got a fright because I'd say she was only new. And I just felt so embarrassed, and the tears were rolling down my face, and the woman kept saying, like, I didn't mean to upset you. And I said, but you have upset me. Mm-hmm. I said, I get out once a week. I said, I'm trying to do my shopping. I can't go any quicker. And she said, well, I just have a lot on my plate at the moment. My husband's in hospital. And I said, I have to go into hospital tomorrow. I said, I'm in hospital all the time. I said, my life isn't easy either. And she didn't attempt to help me. She didn't look like she even cared that I was in floods of tears. The girl at the desk had to help me get these vouchers, which Dunn's are great for doing. They spend 50, you get your tenner off.
Yeah, great,
and my hands were shaking, Joe. I couldn't get the vouchers out of my purse. The tears were rolling in. I was so embarrassed. And she never offered to even pick up a bag, put it in my trolley. And I looked at her and I saw that
she had had time to get into her shower and put her makeup on and was well dressed. I had to crawl out of a bed yesterday to make myself get out and get that shop done for the week. And she was so horrible. And I had to go down, pack my car with the stuff, and because I felt so sorry for the girl at the cashier, and I knew she was new because I know all the staff, I had to park my car outside the shop where it's at ground level. I got back out with my cane and went back in. I said to the girl, "I just want you to know you didn't upset me." And she took my hand.
Did she say this to the cashier? The staff, yeah. The Dunstars, great.
I said, "I just want you to know, in case this is on camera, I said, you did nothing wrong." Mm-hmm. I said, "You were so nice." I said, and she took my hand, Joe, and she said, "I will pray for you, and you pray for me." And she said, "I don't think we'll be praying for that lady. She was quite nasty to you." And she ruined yesterday. I'm still upset about it today.
I can hear that.
It's not right. I mean, God, you know, you try your best. Like, you've publicised chronic pain. I'm the famous Versatis woman. I rang you on the 1st of February 2018. I started that campaign going, and we're just trying our best to live a normal life. But unless we put a hat on our heads and say our bodies are seething in pain, people just don't get it. And I couldn't understand, where was the Christian spirit? Where was the spirit of just... Now, maybe when she saw the cane and she saw the stick, maybe she took a step back. I don't know, but I was gobsmacked. And I came home and I said to my daughter, she wasn't in work yesterday, she was in today, and I just said to her, "I don't think I can do this anymore. I can't face public if this is the way I'm going to be treated." And she said, "Yes, you will. It's the one thing you love doing." Yeah. But you can say, "I don't know." I mean, I go, I shop, I come home and I die for the rest of the day, but I feel, okay, the food's in the house. For such a simple chore, and she didn't even have that much. If it was that important for her to be in the hospital, just go to the hospital and do your shopping after. But don't go back.
She was saying to you, "Hurry up, for God's sake, hurry up! I have to go and see someone in hospital."
Yeah, her husband. Yeah, and I actually said to her, I actually was nice enough to say, "Look, I hope your husband is okay."
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
She said, "Oh well, I hope you'll be better too." And I said, "Well, actually, no. What I have is for life." That was the way I ended the conversation with her. Because I thought, well, what else can I do? I'm just telling the truth. But please, God, her husband will be okay. Goodness, I take the thinking was ill, but as far as I
know,
I just couldn't get it.
And it's the exact opposite to what we've been hearing all week about random acts of kindness. Now, I know, and this people should bear this in mind for everybody, that we do not know what burdens people are carrying, what ghosts, what pain people are carrying on their shoulders. And we should always, if someone is in bad form or someone is, in your case, takes their time, it's as fast as you can go, Audrey. Most people in your condition probably couldn't even go at that speed, such as the intense pain.
I know.
And Audrey, how are you doing since the Versatis scandal?
Well, I'm wrapped in them at the moment. I was very bad. I got them 4 months later, thanks to you and the campaign. I did get them approved. I put 3 on a day. And obviously for the nerve pain, they just take an edge off it. But I'm going to get procedures done now up to Christmas. And then hopefully next year I'll get my spinal cord stimulator put back in again.
The fact that you tell me, which is obvious from the phone line, that you're in a hospital, I don't know. You don't tell me what type of procedure if you don't want to. But you're getting it.
I have a very good pain management consultant, Dr. Paul Murphy, here in Vincent's. And
yeah, he's well known.
He has a lymphatomy, which will burn out the nerve endings and hopefully happen to, or else I get a nerve block, epidurals or a steroid injection. Okay. Something he'll decide. He could put a few in. He could do 5 in 1. He's a great man for saying, "Look, we'll go for this and try and get you sorted."
Did many people who were unilaterally, insofar as you know, Audrey, you've enough to be doing, did many people who were unilaterally knocked off the Versatis pain management patches just overnight by the HSE, did many of them get them back?
No, I don't think so. I think anybody who didn't have neuropathic pain, and neuropathic pain is quite specific because it's a nerve pain. It would be like you going to the dentist with a really bad toothache where it's hitting a nerve. So nerve pain is slightly different to
other pains, and I can't talk about them because I don't suffer from them. So it's not up to me to comment, but it's a pity, because if they felt that it was taking the edge off their pain, they're still entitled to anything.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Poorly, especially if you don't have to pump your stomach full of medication.
Yeah, so hard
on the system. It is just cruel. So I feel really sorry for
it. It was the cruelest cut ever, it really was. And then we had the T-shirt standing up in the doll justifying the cut, saying people were becoming addicted to Versatis patches.
Well, that's just laughable, because it's a patch you put on you.
You don't ingest.
You just cannot become addicted to something like that. You'll become addicted to the opioids, they'll give you an alternative, that's for sure.
Yeah. Of course you do.
No, you would never be able to.
Audrey, I hope the procedure under the great Paul Morphy this afternoon and his team, of course, and the great all the staff in St Vincent. I hope it goes well for you. I really do.
Thank you.
It's a great reminder.
My daughter said to me, God, when people come in and they can be so aggressive at the till, but just they're working hard in the shops at Christmas time. Give them a little bit of a breather. They're working a huge long day. You could be in there for 10 and a half, 11 hours on the slot, and it's a long hour.
So whoever that, what age was that checkout woman yesterday, do you reckon?
A little girl. She was probably in her early 30s, She was lovely. She was so sweet. She was so nice when I went back in, but I felt so sorry for her.
Well, a bust of her. You reckon she's new in Dunn's, and did she tell you she was from Ethiopia?
I'm saying that, I don't know.
Okay.
Very, very.
Okay, well, people will know her and give her a Bula bus.
She does need a Bula bus. She was lovely. I'm just assuming she was from that region.
That's what we take from it, but also a lesson to everyone to be very cognizant. Nobody knows what other people are going through. Audrey, I hope it goes well this afternoon.
It's all you do with your voice that's powerful,
not mine. Audrey, go to Mahogat again, and best of luck this afternoon. You too, many more than please God. Thanks, Audrey.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And 51551. Is our text number. Back to Audrey's story at the start of the programme, where she was on a queue yesterday in Dunn Stores, yesterday morning, Dunn Stores in Beacon Court, or Beacon's Quarter, the number is called South Dublin. No issue with Dunn's, no problem whatsoever. It's nothing but praise for the staff in Dunn's. But the person behind her on the queue didn't realise that Audrey has chronic pain disease. Chronic now, unbelievable. And to get out once a week to the shops is such an ordeal for her. And this woman started telling her to hurry up and what was wrong with her and all this carry on. But anyway, it ended up in tears because Audrey burst into tears. Now, Martina Lowe has contacted us. Martina, good afternoon.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. What's your situation, Martina?
I'm only ringing on behalf of the lady who was speaking there, and I'm a volunteer officer in our Special Olympics Club the last 14 years in Burr.
Okay.
And I was listening to the radio on the way down here to Connemore, and I'm here for my nephew, is 6, so okay. I'm here visiting him. But I was so annoyed after I heard her story there, and she was so emotional and very upset, and that lady who was standing behind her, she wouldn't give her time to do her shopping, because she's in so much pain.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to be an advocate for adults and children who have special needs.
Okay, well done.
But at the same time, as I was listening to her, the lady behind her, I know her husband is in hospital and so forth, but she should have more understanding of how that lady there, she had no energy, she got herself out of the bed.
In terrible pain.
Unreal. I wonder, has she got fibromyalgia? aunt mine has.
Yeah, now she's been treated by one of the experts in the country on the pain clinic, which is an incredible clinic, by the way, in St. Vincent's Hospital. But Martina, you're asking people to be understanding that.
Understanding and aware of other people's plight, if you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't cost anything to be nice, and it doesn't cost anything to be helpful, to be quite honest with you now. And I, myself now, I was born, before I was born, my mum, she was left too long before I was born, and okay. I was left with a slight lack of oxygen to my brain.
Okay.
Well, I can assure you, though, from first class up on to graduation in AIT in October at Halloween.
Great. Well done. Well done.
And I have a brother who's a 2 year old, younger than me, and he keeps telling me that I'm an inspiration to him.
Yeah.
And also, only recently, I used to go to a centre for adults with any sort of learning disability from when I was 17 up to I was about 22 after, and I went down to work. So the CEO who is running the services now in Ross Gray, I went. I sent her a photograph of my graduation. So she invited me to the centre and my parents and husband to have a sort of an interview about from after I was born up to now. So I came up with an idea about a month ago of walking my shoes. Have you ever heard of Walk in My Shoes?
Yeah, of course I have. Adam Clayton and John Murray, great people involved in it,
Yeah, absolutely. So I have come up with an idea of Walk in My Shoes. So I had an interview with the CEO and my parents have been invited and interviewed as well. And my husband was interviewed. His name is Larry, by the way.
Okay, it's a plea to ask people to, especially at this time of year, to be extra understanding at that.
Understanding on every aspect of life.
Okay.
It doesn't take a lot, like, you know, and I'm very strong in helping the elderly and adults and children who have any sort of intellectual disability. And I've written a letter last week to Finian McGrath. He's a minister for disability.
Yeah.
And also, I've written a letter to Minister O'Donoghue.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to hear a word from them both.
Okay. Okay. Martina, I wish you well, and yourself and Larry, I wish you both well. And thanks for making that that plea to people and backing up what Audrey said.
And I hope to hear everything I have been speaking to on the radio this afternoon. And I met you a few times at the ploughing matches.
Right, and we'll meet again, I hope soon. Thanks, Martina. Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. You and your family. Take care.
Bye-bye. By the way, the healer or the person that was referred to as a healer earlier on the programme and spoke at Lent last night is a woman called Breda Laffey. She was asked to come on the programme, but she's too busy at the moment. By the way, she said she's not a healer, but has a gift and the Lord uses her to heal. She was there last night. The family are friends of hers and she gives talks from time to time. She says she herself was cured of cancer in 1979 when Pope John Paul II visited, and she credits God for a cure. And she is thinking about coming on the radio. Just it'd be fascinating to listen to her, given what Angie was relaying, what she heard last night. Okay, is Mary Brown there? Mary, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. Sorry, I had to run back all the way to get a hold of you.
Okay. I ran all the way to get a hold of you. It's a long time since I heard that phrase, I can tell you. I think it's about 12 and a half. Okay, Mary, get a hold of me now. You have a hold of me. What do you want to do? Tell me the story.
It was to tell poor Audrey that she wasn't on her own. I know she was very upset. My heart, really, I felt so sorry for her. But the same thing happened to me. That happened to her in Dunn's, right?
Yeah.
In Superquin there three days ago.
Okay.
The girls are very helpful. And as they're packing, they talk to you.
Right.
And that's what they do. They, you know, you don't hold them up. And the next thing, this one behind me, she had a chicken and I think bread or something.
Right.
And as I'm packing away the things and she's giving me the change, and she taps her chicken and she goes, come on, come on, come on, come on. She says to her, I'm in a hurry. And I looked at her and I said, you know, that's very rude. And the poor girl who was helping to pack, her face flamed. She was so embarrassed. And she was a miserable little bitch anyway, you know.
Yeah.
She was only skinny faced people, you know.
And what was she? What was she? Had she a breast of chicken, a leg of chicken?
The whole chicken, and I think a slice of bread or something. And because we were talking, you know, that as we were packing. You know, and of course you're not flying when you're packing.
Of course, but you're sitting, you're at the shops. It's supposed to be a semi-enjoyable experience as well. How did chicken react when you said you're very rude?
Pity you didn't break up and bite her.
Say again.
It's a pity you didn't open up and bite her, the chicken.
You told her, just like the chicken, get stuffed, Mrs. and leave us alone. Okay, you're right.
Just let me know that poor Audrey, I felt so sorry for her.
For Audrey, yeah, and indeed for Martine as well, in terms of people not
there
understanding.
People out
okay,
there.
Mary, so where were you running? Where were you running away? You were running away. Where are you heading?
Well, your man called me to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
My man came in my coat and said, I have to go to the doctor. I have to tell you. You know, I think I should have been a lesbian because I swear to God, men, they're just a nuisance at times. I swear to God. Go on, Joe.
Did you hear? Well, is he okay? You're bringing him to the doctor?
And I dropped him there and ran back all the way.
Okay. Fair play to Mary Brown in all Dublin right. 12. Okay, get down and don't forget to collect your husband from the doctors.
Well, now I might just do that.
and make sure to collect the same husband, Mary. Okay, see you later, Pat. Bye-bye.